Justin Timberlake, Black People in America Are Not Safe. By Robert Krajicek on June 14, 2020. Black people in America are not safe, declared pop star Justin Timberlake in an Instagram rant on Sunday dedicated to race heart Brooks, the 27-year-old man killed by police on Saturday in Atlanta, Georgia. As a dad, this photo hurts. Hashtag race heart Brooks was a father of three girls, 1, 2, and 8 years old. He should not be dead, Timberlake's lengthy message began. Neither should hashtag Rhea Milton, hashtag Dominique Fells, and hashtag Robert Fuller. This week, these four innocent people became victims of racism, violence, and intolerance. And we're still waiting for justice for hashtag Breonna Taylor. I'm heartbroken for their families and for this country. The system needs to change. It has repeatedly shown us that Black people in America are not safe. I'll follow up with more resources and ways to help. Continue to say their names. Hashtag Black Lives Matter, the Grammy winner's message said. Brooks's death has been ruled a homicide. Atlanta Police Chief Erica Shields resigned after the shooting. The officer who killed Brooks was fired. Justin Timberlake previously aligned himself with protesters arrested by police in Minneapolis, Minnesota, following the death of George Floyd. He urged people to donate to the Minneapolis Freedom Fund, a left-wing organization describing itself as supporting transformative and restorative justice, which finances bail for ideological fellow travelers arrested during recent demonstrations, protests, and riots. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, subsequently slammed Timberlake's call for funding bail of rioters. Justin, how about giving your millions to a fund to help the African American and Hispanic small businesses that are being burned and looted, rather than a fund to bail out the spoiled, often white, Antifa terrorists who are destroying minority communities? Cruz said. The Cry Me a River singer also recently expressed support for various left-wing and Democrat-aligned race-focused organizations, including Color of Change and the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.